Finally, God's love letters to you, a 40-day devotional experience from Dr. Larry Crabb, born out of his longer book, 66 Love Letters, an imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. And we left off in Daniel, which means we have arrived at day 17. Jonah, I demand your cooperation. Psalm 77:3, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. So what might the Lord tell us from the book of Jonah? Larry imagines it might be something like this. You are growing up. You can no longer celebrate my love the way a little boy celebrates the care he receives from a good mother, from a tender woman who provides her child with a nutritious meal and a sweet dessert, and then, after an hour of play and reading, tucks him into a warm, comfortable bed with the promise of another fun day tomorrow. Part of growing up, of seeing me as I am, tempts my followers to run from me, to establish a safe distance from the distinctly unsafe and inexplicably disagreeable ways I sometimes involve myself in the lives of those I love. You are growing up. Your days of naive worship and shallow but exciting intimacy are over. It is always difficult for a child to become an adult, to draw close to me as I am. You are wrong to demand my cooperation with your understanding of life, because I love you and because my plans for you are good. I demand your cooperation with mine. There is no other way to enjoy my presence. I left Jonah with the same question I now ask you. When your life hits a bump that I could smooth but don't, will you continue to think I should surrender my wisdom to yours and do what you think best? Think of an area in your life right now, today, that is troubling to your heart. How might you be demanding that God cooperate with your agenda in that same difficult part of your life? What do you think it would look like to cooperate with God's agenda today? What are one or two ways that you keep a safe distance from God? What fear motivates this action on your part? Our closing prayer, dear Lord, your ways are not always safe, but they are good. Expose in us those areas where we demand that you cooperate with our agenda. Teach us how to surrender to your wisdom and your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Shelley, sending her connection from Shatek, says, I've been listening over 15 years. WWIB is on in my kennel 24/7, and I listen to the morning show and throughout the morning while grooming dogs. Your station is the best. Thank you to Shelley in Shatek, making her October connection. Just like that, 715-396-1670. The WIB Wake Up Show, our weekend recap. And for Caleb and I, it was a lot of sports because we did the trifecta Thursday, Friday, Saturday, volleyball, football, volleyball. And so the weekend, including Friday night, McDonald rolling to a win, level 2, 8-player action. Had that one on WOGO Sports YouTube channel. They move on to level 3. Jimmy Leonard's home, his alma mater, Flambeau. So we'll have that on Friday night on WOGO. Saturday, enjoying the day as much as I could, and then getting a little Chippewa Valley this week done for yesterday. Hope you shared three different things. I was proud of what we accomplished. Maybe we'll get that on our WIB Facebook page today. But then also, high school volleyball in New Richmond had their way with the Lady Cards, so ending a great season. But Coach Luke and company, it was such a thrill, such an honor, such a privilege to call their games. And look forward to that next year, again, on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And then at Sunday, had some church, but then lunch, few of our kids, one of their friends at lunch, and one of the topics came up was you, Caleb. I said, Doss, you ran the board Friday night for that game, Chai and Wanaki. He's like, yeah, you know, Dad, you got to hear one of Caleb's calls. He says, you know, he's telling his friends and our family, he's like, Caleb, typically so calm, cool, and collected, but you get him on a high school football call like this one.
Right side, Talon Schultz, nice cut, Schultz, look out, so long,
come on, finish this.
Talon Schultz to the house. Oh my goodness, Talon Schultz goes the distance in one play.
So I guess part of my weekend overlapped into yours.
it was a fun play, and Chi High battled with the number one seed, the Wanakee Warriors. That was my Friday night. Actually, Wanakee was the number 3-ranked team in the entire state, I believe, in Division One, and Chi High gave them everything they wanted and more. That one went to overtime, and McCoy Smith, very talented player for Wanakee, ended up scoring the game-winning touchdown. He's going to be a Badger, and scored 3 of their 4 touchdowns. That young man's very talented. If not for him, I think maybe Chi High would have shocked the state and pulled off the upset there. But anyway, a lot of fun there, and preceded by that. Thursday night volleyball, Friday night football, and then Saturday night volleyball. So a busy high school sports weekend, which I enjoyed thoroughly. Maybe some gaps in the sleep that still need to be made up at some point. enjoyed that very, very much, and working through lots of different technical issues as well, too, with no internet in one school, and then another school saying, hey, we don't really have much of anything for you, but here's a small enclosed space, and you do the best you can there. And so did what we could down in Wanakee, and appreciated them at least making a space for us so that we could be inside. But enjoyed the high school sports. And then yesterday, potluck at church, a nice walk outside with family, a riverside trail down there by the Red Cedar River in Rice Lake. Beautiful fall colors still, so enjoyed that. And enjoyed that Packers game last night as well, too. It was a little slow start for the Packers, but Tucker Kraft, I mean, that's kind of the heartbeat of the Packers. Small town, South Dakota kid from a town of 572 on the national stage. Led the NFL in receiving yards yesterday, as we mentioned in our sports. That was a lot of fun. Jordan Love was fantastic. And, great game, great way to cap off the weekend.
A QB rating over 130. Wow.
That was crazy. Before we get back to the great music here on WWIB during this October Connect Month, we've had a fun contest going on, the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. A chance to show your love of the green and gold and our Wisconsin dairy industry. It's time now to draw the name from everyone who qualified to see who wins our grand prize. Now, the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest is sponsored by Quality Propane and Fuels, Muldoon's Menswear, and your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls. Here is what our grand prize winner will take home in addition to the prizes they already won. A Green Bay football sweater from Muldoon's Menswear, a $250 gift card from Festival Foods, a 10-pound cheesecake decorated however they want from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, and a year of cheese curds. It's free cheese curds every week for 52 weeks, a year of cheese curds from Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls. Thank you, everyone, for playing, for entering, for qualifying. And now our grand prize winner is
Liz Faulkner from Menominee.
Congratulations, Liz. Enjoy those prizes. And thanks for being our ultimate cheesehead. This was a lot of fun. And Havel, we may just have to bring it back again next year.
I think so. Way to go, Liz. Enjoy all those goodies.
That's going to be a ton of fun.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday. Great to have you aboard here. WWIB October Connect Month. If we haven't heard from you yet, we would love to. The careers that accelerate aging, Caleb.
Feeling like your job is speeding up the aging process? You might not be alone. A study from Compare the Market analyzed various professions to see which ones may contribute most to biological aging and they factor in stress, hazards in the workplace, work schedule, and physical activity. Yeah. You don't care about all that. You just want to know, hey, is the job that I'm working one that is aging me prematurely, or is that just how I feel about it?
Now, radio's not, we'll take it from 5 to 1. Radio's not necessarily in here, and you wouldn't think, but journalist is number five.
Lawyer is number 4. Uh-huh. Top 5 careers impacting aging. So, again, I would assume we're saying these are the ones that age you prematurely.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Number 3 is chef.
I guess, especially if people are sending things back all the time. Uh-huh. But it is pretty hectic, right? Truck driver is number 2. Top 5 careers impacting aging. For our truckers out there, you know what? Be safe on the road, and hopefully you're keeping it right here on WWIB.
Logging a lot of miles, time alone in the vehicle, and the number one career impacting your aging, maybe through that stress, the hazards, the work schedule, the physical activity, aging you biologically, it is firefighter.
Wow. So yeah. Be careful out there, and thank you so much to those who serve us.
I'm surprised that police officer not in there.
Yeah. Certainly could be, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe that's number 6.
Yeah.
Top 5 careers impacting aging. So ours isn't on there. So I guess we're just feeling young and fresh as a spring chicken or whatever they say.
All right. The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, on a Monday, last week of our October Connect Month. We'd love to hear from you. What is a word, maybe as you think about it, that you mispronounced for years only to realize, oh, wow, I've been mispronouncing that?
See, none are coming immediately to mind, but I know I have done this, and maybe just in the halls of shame in my mind, I've hidden it. It's like, wow, I did not realize for how long I was completely mispronouncing that. But we have some common ones for you to maybe help you along that path to proper pronunciation.
Yeah, for instance, this is what the internet said, dachshund. Apparently, it's not dachshund.
No, dachshund. How about this? Epitome. That, it looks like epitome.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But epitome.
Another word that is spelled F-A-C-A-D-E. You may think it's facade, but it's facade.
Facade. Mm-hmm. Facade. Vanilla, I guess, is one that people have mispronounced. I don't think I've struggled with that, but I've struggled with others.
But somebody thought it was vanilla.
Vanilla. Vanilla. I suppose you might.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla, things like that.
Yeah.
How about hyperbole?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I did pronounce this hyperbole for a while.
And okay.
And then it's like, wait.
Yeah, right.
You know, because I knew the word hyperbole, but yeah, that's how you spell it.
Yeah. Another one, real short, it's awry, A-W-R-Y, awry.
That's a tough one.
Uh-huh.
A word you mispronounced for years and only realized recently that you were mispronouncing it. Hillbilly, someone on the internet said, I thought it was hillybilly.
Okay.
That's actually more fun.
Yeah, right. It is, yeah. And the last one is impasse, silent E, impasse. Somebody said they said impasse for years. Did you know that recent research from the University of Melbourne shows that your brain can assess the healthiness, tastiness, and calorie content of food within 200 milliseconds.
Or if you're my toddler, you can figure it out while it's not even in your mouth yet.
Just by looking at it, huh?
This study challenges the normal belief that taste is processed before health information, suggesting instead that these evaluations occur in parallel.
Yeah, the study involved 110 participants who viewed images of 120 different foods. That's a lot. While their brain activity was monitored.
Participants responded to prompts asking whether the food was healthy, tasty, or something they would like to eat.
And the findings revealed that healthiness information begins to register in the brain around 195 milliseconds after seeing food images, peaking shortly after.
In contrast, attributes like individual tastiness and willingness to eat showed sustained activity starting at around 654 milliseconds. I'm still back on that was a lot of different food images that they had to look at.
And
who volunteers for these studies?
Why is it so often it seems like the stuff that tastes good isn't good for you?
That's always the bummer.
But you've been telling me with Livia that a lot of the things that they point you toward are tasty.
I know, and I appreciate that very much. It's made it much more sustainable after the weight loss.